AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. 3 hours from now, President Obama will announce that the U.S. and Cuba have agreed to open embassies in each other's capitals. Our Tim McGuire is in Washington.
An Obama administration official says President Obama and Secretary of State John Kerry will be talking about the opening of embassies in Washington and Havana, ending 54 years of diplomatic isolation between the two countries.
But Republican Florida Congresswoman Ileana Ross-Leighton criticizes this move, saying it won't help the Cuban people, and she says the president is just legacy shopping. Late last night, the State Department released thousands of pages of correspondence from Hillary Clinton's time as Secretary of State. It shows the top administration officials knew as early as 2009 that she was using a private email address. Our Martin DeCaro's in Washington.
12 emails sent or received in 2009 on then-Secretary of State Clinton's private email server were later classified confidential by the U.S. government. At least 24 emails were also marked sensitive but unclassified at the time they were written.
It's unclear whether the officials knew that Clinton, now leading the Democratic presidential candidate race, was running her email from a server located in her home in New York, a potential security risk and a violation of administration policy. Escaped Dannemora New York prison inmate David Sweat has been upgraded to fair condition now at a hospital in Albany after being shot twice by a state trooper. Meanwhile, the prison superintendent and 11 more staffers have been put on leave as authorities try to figure out how Sweat and fellow escapee Richard Matt got out. Matt was shot and killed by police. Greece is making new concessions as it talks with its bailout creditors, though some European officials say it's not good enough. This is AP Radio News. The U.S. is going to the Women's World Cup Championship game after beating Germany 2-0 in the semifinal in Montreal. Team USA forward Alex Morgan.
It feels awesome. You know, it feels like we've put in so much hard work, and this team has just, the energy of this tournament has been fantastic, but the work's not done yet.
Not done yet. Next, they take on the winner of tonight's game between England and Japan. Donald Trump is suing Univision for dropping his Miss USA and Miss Universe pageants over his remarks critical of immigrants from Mexico. His suit claims First Amendment violations, among other things. Univision calls the suit legally ridiculous. Republican presidential candidate Rand Paul is the first major party presidential candidate to look for donors from within the legal marijuana business. He had a fundraiser yesterday at the Cannabis Business Summit in Denver. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.